Yo. It's a Foul Hooked Whitey. I'm with Brandon Booty. We're back. What's new?
Nothing. Excited for the topic.
Nothing. Yeah. Oh, you're excited. You're gonna take the helm again today.
Yep.
Oh fuck, that's great. I mean, what are we gonna do? By the way, I fucking loved the get to know the Foul Hooked Whitey and Booty game.
Yeah,
I had so much fun with that. Yeah, I really did. Yeah, right, I do. That was really creative.
Some funny answers.
It's great. Yeah, I mean, it was good, right?
Yeah, I thought it was
okay.
Good.
All right, great. Okay, so we're gonna do this, and you just tell me what to do.
So we're gonna do a streamer draft.
A streamer draft. Wait, what's a streamer draft?
So they have the MLB. They draft their players.
Yeah, okay.
So we're the GM.
And some people fucking love the draft.
Yeah, yep.
They're into that shit. They're more boring than our 10 listeners.
Yeah.
Fucking draft. I mean, who wants to watch that? All right, so we're gonna do a streamer draft, and you pick streamers because it's the winter, or just because we're both streamer anglers.
We're both streamer anglers. Yeah, we are. So we're the GM. We're going fishing for one day.
Okay.
For trout.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what river.
Okay.
And so we want to, line up a five streamers that you're going to take with you for that day.
I love that.
So you got to think about size, color, diversifying
that. I love that. That's easy for me because I've said it before. I'm the most boring angler when it comes to bug selection. It's pathetic. I mean, it's fucking it's pathetic because through the course of a year for trout, I bet you I fish less than 6 to 8, 8 to 10 patterns through the whole fucking year.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
If I pick it, you can't pick it.
Oh.
We're drafting.
Jesus. Okay. Right? Oh fuck. Okay.
There's only one dungeon left.
I get it.
Okay.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay. So are we gonna flip a coin?
It's Rochambeau. I don't have a coin.
Rock paper scissors. All right. Deal.
Who goes first? Rock paper scissors shoot.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah. Ready. Hang on. Let me put that fucking pin. I don't know where I got a pin. You ready?
Yep. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Before you do it.
I'm ready. I'm fucking ready.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah,
that's how you get it. Ready?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors.
What the fuck?
What do you want to do? You want to do rock, paper, scissors or rock, paper, scissors, shoot?
I want to flip a fucking coin.
All right, let's go flip a coin out there and we'll pick our streamers.
I
want to
flip a fucking coin because, that's how they do it, right?
Yeah,
we don't know.
Well, we know they do the balls.
They do a coin at the beginning of a football game. Is a draft. If we're doing a draft, it's going to be a parody of the fucking NFL.
We can do a coin. We'll do a coin out there.
We're going to do it. So we're going to actually go out onto the sales floor, and we're going to actually pick in alternating order our top five streamers. How are we going to determine a winner? What's the winner in this?
Hey, the audience is going to have to comment.
They're going to have to do something so we
can decide a winner on this.
Okay, the audience right. Got to decide. All right, so we're going to go out and pick them, and then we're going to bring them back in here after we pick them from the bins, and then we'll talk about them.
Sounds good.
Okay, great. All right, Foul Hooked Whitey and Booty, we'll be right back. Yo, we're back. We just got off the draft floor. Went through our first five rounds, picked our bugs, and now we're gonna talk about our picks.
Yeah.
So I won the coin toss. Heads. It's a great flip.
Yeah.
Lydia did a great job. So I got the first round pick, and I'm gonna say it right off the bat, and I don't care what the consumers think, all 10 of you. I got I took advantage of it.
Yeah,
I got my Peyton Manning.
I would have picked that first too. I thought you were going dungeon.
I picked the Sparkle Minnow. I talked about it earlier. The Sparkle Minnow, the coffee, COFFEY, the coffee Sparkle Minnow.
And because he picked a sparkler minnow, yeah. I couldn't pick a different color.
I've been fishing it for like 10, 12 years, and when I first fished it, some of my peers, some of my other streamer anglers were like, that's sissy. That's weird.
I've caught more fish on that fly.
Oh my god. I mean it's a cone head woolly bugger. Yeah, it's a flash fly, but big fucking deal. You get to track it the whole time.
Yeah.
It's bright as fuck in the water. And it's just a killer with fucking brown trout.
They love it.
All right, let's see your first round pick, sir.
My first pick was just my confidence bug.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, and, you went home invader.
And white, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking over there. You ain't got nothing white.
I don't fish white.
You don't fish white at all?
Nah, I mean, I won't say at all, but, like, less than 10% of my drifts.
I fish white.
I just, you know, when I've done it, I just don't catch a lot of fish on them. I mean, when I fished the home invader back in the day, I definitely fished the white one. And, you know, every color works.
Well, you got to think. I mean, how many little white baby whitefish
have you pulled out of trout's mouth? Yeah, I mean, I believe that's tied with Arctic fox, and that fucking thing saturates, and it's got a decent sink rate to it, and it just swims beautifully. Yeah. But that's Doug McKnight.
Doug McKnight.
Home invader, yo. And home invader. Okay, so second round pick to me. One after kicking you in the balls in round one. After kicking you in the balls in round one, you doubled over. Because it was pain. You know, it was a cheap shot.
Yeah.
Right? Round one. And then I need you your face with my chin in round two with my pick.
I didn't think I thought I could get that in a later round.
Is that too descriptive? Maybe it is. I'm sorry. But I picked the Grinch. I picked the Grinch. I mean, I think you would have, you might have still been in it if you'd have picked that as your first round pick.
I didn't think you were going to pick it. I didn't think you were going to pick it.
I mean, for all 10 of you, this is, you know, fuck. I mean, that's as good as that Sparkle Minnow to me.
Yeah, it works.
And it's amazing. You know, I think the original tie was like in a six. I mean, I can get them. Yeah. I can get them in fours, and I can get them in twos. But, you know, this is tied by Yellowstone Fly Goods, which is a local, world-class wholesale bug company here in Billings, Montana, straight up. Yellowstone Fly Goods. They're one of the few vendors that tie this fucking thing. I mean, for trout, this is a neutron bomb.
They probably sell that streamer more than any other streamer.
It's a small bug. It's a great fly, the Grinch. So anyway, your second round pick, sir.
Which I thought this was a great pick. I thought this put me back in the game
I'm joking.
It's a good fly.
It's a great fly. It's a great fucking fly. I'm joking.
This has saved many days for me.
It's as good as the Grinch.
It's straight up.
It's as good as the Grinch. And the thing about it is, I mean, you know, I definitely fish black.
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a good one. All right. So we're in my third round now. My third round. And I did a good job because I do fish articulated streamers. I love Kelly Gallup's patterns. And, you know, I'm a sex dungeon guy. I mean, you saw me, you know, riding on my favorite fly.
Yeah.
Right? As my favorite fly. But, you know, the truth is, in the last year, 2 years, I've gone to the Silk Kitty, which is one of Gallup's patterns. And this fucking wool head or this fucking synthetic head, whatever it actually is, this is a brown trout mover right here.
They swim so good.
Fuck. Yeah, Gallup's Silk Kitty, and I love the yellow. The yellow's my go-to color.
You need a yellow.
You know, fish like yellow. Yeah, if they're fishing, the bigger fish like a yellow one. All right, so your third round, sir.
I needed something olive and something to win.
You came back.
Win a popular vote.
You came back with that.
I got the olive rusty trombone.
Yeah, you came back with that. That scored you major points. I mean, that easily, you know, gobbles up one of my top first, you know, because it's funny. I don't fish it very much, but it's the people that talk about fishing the rusty trombone. I mean, you know, I don't fish it because I don't fish olive. I don't know why.
You don't fish olive?
No, I don't.
I guess the Grinch is a little olive.
It is, but that's the only thing. I mean, I have fished olive, and I know how good olive is. I mean, but for, you know, olive never got on the confidence train with me.
Yeah, that's understandable.
So, and when you're not on the confidence train with a streamer, you ain't gonna catch shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe. All right. So fourth round, right? Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Boom.
Yep.
I came back strong when I picked up a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, which is a black slump buster.
That's a good pick.
Fuck, that's
especially when they're eating leeches.
Oh, like, that's my a good God, pick. It's a killer. The nice thing about that, which is a four, size four, you can fish that in a pond. Fish that in still water.
Yeah.
Yep, you sure can.
So that's a great pick.
It's a great fly. The olive, natural, and even rust, but if I'm going to fish a black fly, I've kind of gone from a crystal flash bugger to a slump buster. So that's just kind of what I've done. So anyway, your fourth round, Mr. Booty.
So I picked this simply because I wanted a bigger fly, and I needed something natural to kind of fill my colors out.
All right,
and so I picked the.
I, I, Okay, I'm sorry.
What color dungeon would you call it? It's natural?
Yeah, that's that color right there is actually what it's described as.
Natural
dungeon.
Yeah,
natural.
Just to fill my colors out with something bigger.
Yeah, but filling your colors out, I mean, you know, that's... I
think colors matter.
No doubt, but it's like, you know, I know that fly works, but I just have to ask you, and you know, it's a little second guessing if that's okay. We're both GMs.
Yeah.
We're peers.
Yeah.
Right? Why the fuck would you get that instead of like the black or the olive?
Because I got a black and olive bug.
All right. Okay.
So right,
okay.
Right. I'm trying
you're
to fill my roster.
Your theme. You're,
I got
okay.
my point guard. Okay. You know, I got but, my. I needed my center. Right.
Let me
my
ask
big
you,
man.
Let me ask you this though: if you got a fly box and you got every fucking dungeon in it, yeah. every color, six or eight of them,
mm-hmm.
what's your first pick?
White, black, or yeah, yellow or olive. I rarely throw that one. But like I said. I was looking at. I rarely throw natural, to be honest.
Yeah,
there are days that when it works,
I know it works. I know it works. Yeah. All right.
I was just trying to fill my more versatility out. Right.
Not only that, but you're representing the dungeon family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
That doesn't matter what color it is. It's still a sex dungeon, still and sex I don't dungeon. Have one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So round five, which was hard for me. You know, before our draft, I actually said, you know, holy shit, I don't know what my fifth fly would be. You know, right there is basically my fucking spring and summer and
fall.
That's
your box right there, yeah.
That's ridiculous. I mean, obviously, I have other patterns, other colors, but, you know, if I'm going to pick flies, those four are it. So, in number five, I, you know, besides having that slump buster in the black, I picked the mini boogeyman because, you know, it's funny. I don't fish it a lot.
I like that boogeyman.
I don't fucking fish it a lot. I have fished it. And I've caught a few fish on it, but I don't fish it. But I can, you know, I look at it and I have the confidence in it when it comes to the places I fish. Yeah.
And the best thing about it is it's you're still fishing black,
yeah.
and you can see it very well with the feathers on top.
The other thing is, look at this motherfucker. This is a mini.
Yeah.
That's still a pretty big fucking bug.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, the large one is, you know, Jesus. Right?
Yeah, the large one's pretty big.
Pretty big. Big dick. All right, so that's my fifth round. What do you got?
I had to grab some yellow.
You came back hard on that.
So I went with the mini.
Great pick.
Yellow dungeon.
Yeah, great pick. Great pick. I've got a good friend that comes in quite a bit. His name's Boone. Remember him?
If I'd seen his face, I'm sure I would.
Nice guy, right? Super avid guy. You know, he told me on the Yellowstone once, you know, because I was, you know, throwing with my 7-weight a big fucking dungeon, right? Size 4, size 2. And he looks at me and says, "Why are you doing that?" I'm like, well, fuck, this is a great bug. It works. He's like, yeah, I know, but the small one works better.
It does. The
small
mini dungeon,
one works fucking better.
They didn't always have a mini dungeon, right?
I mean, they've had it a while. No, they've had it a while. I mean,
yeah,
but
initially they just had the big one.
Correct. Well, let me tell you about this. So I've seen them. I've gotten some samples from Montana Fly Company, but... I've had a couple people tell me how that fucking micro works.
They have a micro. They had a micro.
They have a micro. I mean, it's fuck. It's I mean, it's motherfucking tiny.
You got to
get
those in.
Tinier than anything.
And they're articulated.
Yes.
You got to get those in.
Same fucking fly. They're like a 10 or a 12.
Yeah, you got to get those in.
Here's the point. A customer of mine who's a legit streamer angler. He fucking comes in and says, "You got those micro dungeons?" I'm like, "I don't. I didn't buy them." He's like, "Ugh." He's like, "They destroy." I was like, "Jesus." When I saw them, I mean, dude, it's like a tiny pecker.
So how long are they? Are they shorter than the Grinch?
They're two-thirds of that. Maybe a little less.
So they're about as long as the Grinch.
No, fuck, they're smaller than that.
Smaller than the Grinch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you
I
get
said
those
they're
in.
Like
you
a 10 or a 12.
In. Yeah.
Micro fucking dungeon. So anyway, so how are we going to decide who wins? I mean, I know I did. I mean, I'm going. I'm going to the Bug Super. I'm going to the Bug Super Bowl with these picks.
I love your first three picks. I'll tell you that. But I gotta.
You really
the audience,
think you did as well?
That's up to the audience.
Okay. I mean, so we're going to decide
all
this with.
All I'm doing is I'm looking at yours.
I mean, I'm not saying these will fish any better than your five, but
no,
I think
I'm not saying that either.
I think I had a better draft.
I think mine's more versatile, right?
Okay. I think I had a better draft.
You don't have a white.
We've got 10.
You don't have a natural.
See, I don't fish white or natural.
What if they're hitting white that day?
I'm not going to catch anything. But I don't fish it. I mean, I have, but I don't with any, you know. Do I have white streamers in my box? Yes. But it's going to be like I'm not catching shit all day, so I got to go white. Yeah,
that's what I do.
And then what if they're hitting white? I was going for versatility.
I get it. I'm just saying that I, you know, everybody has their flavors, right?
Yeah.
You know, white's not mine. All right, when it comes to streamers.
Now, if they're hitting that damn sparkler minnow or hitting that Grinch, you're going to destroy me that day.
You know what I mean? They're always going to fucking hit the sparkle minnow or the Grinch more than anything out of these 10 flies.
I agree with that. Well, this has a chance, though.
It's great, but I don't know. I fish 30 trout streamer days a year on foot.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's over spread over maybe four or five streams. And I mean, that just fucking works better. You know, I start with that.
It's a good bug.
I start with that before the sun's all the way over the creek. And then after that, I'll go bigger and more demure.
Okay.
And that means like black.
Yeah.
Olive.
Yeah.
Yellow. Right? Something that's my strategy. So anyway, that's the draft. Hey, we got 10 listeners, supposedly. 10. And I mean, let's hear your comments. Let's hear who won this fucking draft. The Foul Hooked Whitey or Brandon Booty? That's the end of this episode, the streamer draft. You got anything else to say, Kamish?
No. All right. Please let me know that I won.
Yeah, well, fucking there you go. That's a legit plug. You got a good lineup there. All right, that's out. The Foul Hooked Whitey, out.